请大家再低头，我们一同祷告。
Shall we bow and have another word of prayer?
爱我们的主
，Our loving Father and Lord，
感谢你。
We thank you and praise you。
我们能聚集在这里。
By your grace, we are gathering together before you。
我们不只能享受新鲜的空气。
That we can enjoy the fresh
air, 美好的风景
the beautiful scenery.
我们也能在这里听你的话
And more importantly, we're here to hear your words.
今天晚上我们求你用圣灵与我们同在
Lord, tonight as we're gathering before you, will you be with us by your Holy Spirit?
心向着你
Open our hearts towards you, Lord.
打开我们的眼睛，能看见你。
Open our eyes that we may see you.
打开我们的耳朵，能听见你的话。
Open our ears, Lord, that we may hear your word.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你是我们的救主。
You are our Savior.
你是把我们从罪恶中拯救出来的。
Deliver us from sin.
你是为我们流血的主。
You are the one who shed the blood, your precious blood for us.
里面感谢你，我们也要在这里等候。
On the one hand, we thank you and praise you. On the other hand, we're waiting for you.
你亲自对我们说话。
Will you speak to us?
你怎样爱你的教会
？How you have loved your church?
为教会舍命。
You died for your church.
你建立你的教会在地上。
You want to establish your church on earth.
能做你的见证。
To be your testimony.
求主今天晚上也遮盖你这个软弱的小子。
Lord, will you once again cover your weak vessel, Lord?
赦免他的亏欠。
Will you forgive him?
加他力量。
Will you give him sufficient strength?
胜过他一切的软弱。
And overcome all his weakness.
不拦阻你的话。
That he may not frustrate your word.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you, Lord.
我们等候在你的面前。
And we wait for your grace.
感谢赞美归给你。
We thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
刚才我们唱了一首诗歌。
The hymn that we just sung.
今天晚上我们要讲的不是那一个家。
The home that we would like to speak about is not that home.
不是天家。
It's not the home that we are that is in the hymn.
我们要讲神的家。
We're talking about the house of God.
是历世历代以来。神在地上所建立的家。
That is the house that he has established on earth throughout history. The theme of this conference is the house of God and God's house and my house.
这一堂我们注意讲到神的家。
And this session is about God's house.
读两处的圣经。
Shall we read two portions of scriptures?
第一处以弗所书。
First one is in Ephesians.
第二章。
Ephesians 2.
我们从十九节读到二十二节。
We'll read from verse 19 through verse 22.
我们可以看这个荧幕。
You look at the screen. If you don't have your Bible with you.
能读的，我们都一同读。
If you can read, let's show you read together in whatever language.
我们同声来读。
Let's read together. Now therefore.You're no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
第二次我们读提摩太前书三章
First Timothy chapter 3.
从十四节读到十六节
We read from verse 14 through verse 16.
我们还是一同读
Again, we'll read together.
这是保罗写给提摩太的信。
This is the epistle that Paul wrote to Timothy.
保 保罗是这样说，我们一同读。我指望。
These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
对不起，我读错了。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
大在敬虔的奥秘。
Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, lived on in the world, received up in glory.
我们圣经暂时就读这两段。
That's our Bible reading for today.
在这两处都提到神的家。
In both scriptures mention the house of God.
这是个神的家，就是永生神的教会。
And it also mentioned that this house of God is the church of the living God.
这个教会不是在天上的。
This church is not in heaven.
乃是在地上。
But it's on earth.
我们知道神，我们所信的神
，We know that the God who we believe in
是创造宇宙万物的神
，He's the creator of universe.
他用他的智慧
，With his wisdom，
计划了一个永远的计划。
He had an eternal plan.
他用他的能力
，With his power，
来实现这个计划。
He carried out his plan.
为要彰显他的荣耀。
In order to manifest His glory,
他是真又真又活的神。
That is indeed a true and living God.
他是说有就有，使死人复活的神。
Whatever He say, it will become.
他是所有的万物的根源。
And He gives life to the dead. He is the source of all life.
他是真神。
He is a true and living God.
这就是我们所信的神。
And this is the God who we believe in.
我们说新的神是又真又活创造宇宙万物的神。
He's a true and living God and he created of the universe.
这位神他有一个奥秘的计划。
This God, he has a mystery.
在这里叫做大在敬虔的奥秘。
A mysterious plan and that is the mystery, the great mystery that is talking about in Timothy.
我们在读这个以弗所书第一章。
We'll read Ephesians chapter 1.
那里提到这个奥秘。
It talks about this mystery.
以弗所书第一章第二节第三节。
Ephesians 1 verse 2.2 and 3.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在基督里曾给我们天上各样属灵的福气
，Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ？
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面，在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ in Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will,
使他的恩典得着称赞。
To the praise of the glory of His grace.
这恩典是他做他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
And this grace he made us, he gave to us in his beloved, except made us except in the beloved.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. 过犯得以
赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
According to the riches of his grace.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，而照他丰盛的恩典。
Which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明、充充足足赏给我们的。
Which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
都是照他自己的预定的美意。
Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
这一个奥秘就是提摩太前书那里所说的大在敬虔的奥秘。
And this mystery of his will, it is a great mystery that
Timothy speaks about. 要照他所安排的。
That according to his good pleasure,
在日子满足的时候
that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times,
使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面。
He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him.
我们也在他里面得了基业。
In Him also we have obtained an inheritance.
这原是那位随己意行万事的，照着他的旨意所预定的。
Being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will.
叫他的荣耀
that he first
从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞
that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory
我们蒙救赎是为着要将他的荣耀得着称赞
we are saved so that to the praise of his glory
这一个是一个从创世以来一个很大的奥秘。
And this is the mystery, is a mystery from the foundation of the world.
在以弗所书第三章，那里也提到这件事情。
In Ephesians 3, chapter 3, it also talks about this mystery.
第三章第一节开始，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
In verse 1 says, For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles,
替你们祈祷。
I pray for you.
量比你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前简略写过的。
If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
By which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道。
Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men.
像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒
As it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后赐
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ.Through the gospel,
同为后赐，同为一体，同蒙应许。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩典，恩赐。这恩赐是照他运行的大能大赐给我的。
of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of His power.
第九节，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
Verse 9, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God.
请注意，我要借着教会，使天上的、执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
That to the intent that now he, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church.To the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
这个奥秘，这是照神从万世以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
And this mystery is according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑的来到神面前。
In whom, that is in Jesus Christ, we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him.
所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
以弗所书第一章和第三章都是说到这个奥秘。
Ephesians Chapter 1 and 3 both were talking about this mystery.
这个奥秘是历世历代以来所隐藏的。
And this mystery was a hidden mystery throughout the ages.
这个奥秘是什么呢?
What is this mystery?
就是神在外邦人当中成功了他的救赎。
That is, God has accomplished salvation amongst the Gentiles.
来建立教会。
That is, He built His church.
借着教会显明他的荣耀
and through the church, he manifests his glory.
叫所有的人都知道
that all may know
他是怎样的定的这个旨意
that he's, may know his mystery.
他怎样的交代保罗
how he has give words to Paul
明白这个奥秘
to understand this mystery.
来传扬这个奥秘
to make known this mystery,
好让他的荣耀得着称赞
to the praise of his glory.
所以在提摩太前书第三章那里说大在今天的奥秘
Therefore, in 1 Timothy 3, it says, Great is mystery.
根在这家就是永生神的教会
And then it says, This house is the church of the living God.
永生神的教会是一个极大的奥秘
The church of the living God is a great mystery.
我们知道神创造这个宇宙万物之后
We know that after God has created the universe,
他一直在做一件事
He was doing one thing.
就是这个奥秘的事情
That is this mystery.
他要在宇宙中找到一个安息的地方
He's looking for a resting place in the universe.
他要在宇宙当中找到自己的家。
He's looking for home in the universe.
这是神在创立世界以后，他一直在做的一件事情。
This is one thing that God was doing after He has created the universe.
这个好像没有，能听见吗？神爱世的人
God loves all of us in the world.
神因着爱造了亚当
Because of his love, he's created Adam.
亚当所预备的是他所造的万有
What he has prepared for Adam, for mankind, is the creation.
他管理他所创造的万有
He wants Adam to represent him and to rule over the earth.That is the purpose of his creating Adam.
神造了万物
After he has created the universe,
莫非就是显明他的智慧和能力
manifest his wisdom and his power.
神创造了万有之后,
after he has created the universe,
神才定义要做, 造人,
God purposed in himself to create man.
而且是照着他的形象造人,
and he created man according to his image.
造人的目的是要把他所造的万物交给人管理。
He created man in order that he may entrust his creation to man. This is what Genesis 1 and 2 tell us. God saw that all he has created was good. There was only one thing that wasn't good enough. That is, it was not good for the man to live alone. This is the first thing when the Bible mentions something was not good. First, in chapter 1 in Genesis, God created all things in 5 days. These all things go beyond what we can imagine.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We don't know how big the heaven is.
我们今天所知道的是这个宇宙是那么大。
We know that the universe is such boundless.
有很多的星系。
There are so many galaxies.
这是我们人的话。
This is our words.
每一个星系里面有千千万万数不清的星球。
In each galaxy, there are many stars. This is God's creation. It is all encompasses in the heavens and earth that God created. The earth that we live in today is but a small part of God's creation. But what's so amazing was that God loved the man who lived on this little earth. He loved man and placed man in the earth that he created. According to my understanding, God is looking for a resting place in the universe. So he created man according to his image. He wants to have fellowship with man. He wants to communicate with man. So he created man in his identity, identify himself as Jehovah God. He created all things with his word. When he created all things in his identity as God, but when he created man, he identified himself as Jehovah. What does Jehovah mean?
Jehovah
means God like to have fellowship with man. God wants to have interaction with man. That is the meaning of the name Jehovah. So when the Bible talks about creating the creation of man, it says Jehovah God created. When everything else was created, it only says God created.
神说要有光，就有了光。
God said that there should be light, and there is light. Let there be, it doesn't say Jehovah God.
神说，天和地要分开。
God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters.
围绕这个大地。
Let there be air.
因为地上的生物需要这个大气。
Because the creatures need the air in order to breathe.
我们知道氧气是围绕地球表面的。
We know the oxygen goes around.
在太空里没有氧气。
The Earth, there's no oxygen in the space.
恐怕只有五六千米以外，氧气非常淡薄。
So after about 5,000 or 6,000 meters high, there's hardly any oxygen. 这些都是神用一句话
所造成的。
But God created the air with his word.
神预备了这一切， 人所需要的东西。
God prepared all we need.
耶和华神造了人。
And in the end, it says Jehovah God,
formed
man of the dust.
耶和华的身份。
In his identity as the Lord God, he wants to have communion with man. When he created all things, he only identified himself as God. So that tells us one thing. God wants to have communion with man.
在宇宙之中，神在没有找到另外一个对象。
There's no other object in the universe that God has found to be able to commune with. This is a mystery. We cannot ask why. Because God purposed to do that. This is His unsearchable mystery.We were created that way.
神要和人有来往。
He wants to have communion with us.
神自己也需要一个同伴。
And he needs a companion.
需要一个有交通的对象。
He needs someone to fellowship with.
他造了人。
He created man.
从圣经里我们也知道，在人之前，神是以天使做他的仆人。
The Bible also tells us that before man was created, the angels were God's servants. However, God did not have that fellowship communion with angels. Apart from the angels, God created man lower than the angels. That is a mystery to us. It is a great mystery. Which has been hidden for many ages. Until Paul has been chosen by God. He has been ascended to the third heaven. God allowed Paul to see the mystery. To understand the mystery of God. And he was called to be the apostle of the mystery of God.That is the scripture that we just read. He has made known to us this great mystery. God wants to be united with man. Even though our ancestor Adam has sinned, however, God has prepared a way of salvation.He has prepared salvation. Man rejected God. But God still wants man. Throughout the ages, God was seeking man. Seeking man who had real fellowship with him. God did not give up. In the time of Noah,
he destroyed
the world.The great flood destroyed the world. For they were so corrupted to an extent that God had to destroy the world with a flood. And yet God has protected and preserved Noah's family. The Bible tells us that Noah was a righteous man. He was a man who pleases God.
是一个愿意顺服神的人。
He was an obedient to God.
神要吩咐他造方舟。
God commanded him to build the ark.
神给他一个蓝图。
God gave him a
blueprint.
他
一切所行的都是照着神所吩咐他的。
Whatever he does was according to God's word.
所以挪亚的一家被神所拣选保守。
Therefore, Noah's family was preserved by God.
最后，挪亚的后代。
Then later on, even Noah's descendants were corrupted. God chose another man, and his name was Abraham. We are all familiar with Abraham. Why did God do that? He He chooses
我们不知道为什么,
a man and his family that he may find a resting place.
我们只知道圣经告诉我们神爱世人。
We don't know why he chose to do that.
神要和人有来往。
The Bible tells us God loves the world.
不是人主动去找神。
Not man taking the initiative to look for God.
找人。
But God taking initiative to look for man.
神千方百计要得着人。
God tried.Every means to in order to have to have relationship with us.
但是亚伯拉罕以后怎样呢？他的后代，他的儿子以撒，然后像雅各这些人。
So what happens after Abraham? Like his sons,
被神拣选
Isaac, Jacob, they were all chosen by God.
见证人
in order to be his testimony on earth.
要和他们有来往。
In order that God may have fellowship with them. That through them God's glory might be manifested. But very pitifully, they have all failed. Therefore, the Israelites went to Egypt. This is all purposed by God. God did all things according to his purpose.
他们做了得罪神的事
，Even though they sin against God，
他们会受到惩罚
，They were punished by God。
但是神没有放弃他们
，But God never gave up on them。
神一直在这些背叛的人当中呼召人出来
，God was always calling for someone，
明白他的旨意
，Amongst those disobedient，
遵行他的旨意
，Someone to know His purpose，
为神做见证
，To obey His purpose and to bear testimony for Him，
见证神的荣耀。
To
见证神的慈爱
to manifest his glory and his grace. And this is the God who we believe in.
以色列人在埃及受苦
Israelites were suffering in Egypt.
神又兴起摩西
And God raised up Moses.
神用摩西把他的旨意用十条诫命讲给以色列人
Through Moses, God gave the Ten Commandments to the Israelites.
让他们遵守诫命
that they may know his commandments
满足神公义的要求
and just in order to satisfy God's righteous requirements
遵守诫命
that by obeying the commandments
承受神要赐给他们的福气
they may receive the blessing from God
我们知道那些后果是怎样
we know what's the end result
以色列人也不能满足神
even the people of Israelites did not satisfy God's requirements
他们在神以外拜偶像
Apart from God, they have other gods.
贪恋世界
they worship idols and they covet the world. They have intermarried with other Gentiles. They follow after the Gentiles' neighbors to worship idols. And God raised up prophets to warn them, to call them to repent.
结果怎样呢？还是失败。
So what happens afterwards? They still failed.
还是不能满足神的要求。
They still could not satisfy God's righteous requirements.
结果，神让他的独生子来到世界。
So in the end, God sent His only begotten Son.
要成功他自己那个奥秘的计划。
In order to accomplish His mysterious plan.
敬虔的奥秘。
That is the great mystery.
到主耶稣来了以后
，The mystery of godliness after Jesus came，
解开了。
This mystery was revealed.
神的儿子来成功了神的救赎。
The Son of God came to accomplish salvation.
让一切接受他儿子的人
，That whoever receives accept His Son，
能够成为神的儿女
，May become God's children.
本来神是拣选以色列人做他的子民。
Originally, God chose the Israelites to be His people.
因为以色列人拒绝了神，背叛了神。
Because the Israelites rejected God.
神的救恩临到了外邦人。
God's salvation came to the Gentiles.
就是临到我们这些人。
To you and me.
临到你和我。这是神一个极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
历世历代以来。是被隐藏的。
A mystery that was hidden throughout the ages.
神只向保罗打开。
But God revealed this mystery to Paul, that he may understand.
神没有让彼得看见。
God did not reveal this to Peter.
神是一直用彼得 去向犹太人传福音。
God used Peter to preach the gospel to the Jews.
神就让保罗向外邦人传福音。
God used Paul to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
而且传得非常的透明。
And this gospel was transparent.
所以他写了以弗所书，写了
So he wrote Ephesians. He wrote 1 Timothy.
来说明这件事。
In order to make known this great mystery.
神把这些人拣选出来做什么呢？
Why did God choose these apostles?
就是主耶稣所宣告的。
That is like what Jesus has proclaimed.
我要建立我的教会。
I will build my church.
在我这块磐石上。
On this rock.
主耶稣是教会的根基。
The Lord Jesus is the foundation of the church and the only foundation. When Paul in Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, it was mentioned here, the foundation which has already been built, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a living Christ. Apart from him,
没有人可以另立一个根基。
There's no other foundation that can be laid.
这个根基是信徒的根基。
This foundation is the foundation for the believers. It's the foundation of the church.
是使徒和先知的根基。
It's the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
使徒不是根基。
The apostles and the prophets, they are not the foundation.
乃是基督是我们的根基。
But Jesus Christ, He is our foundation. On this foundation,
就是这个根基就是彼得所宣告的。
The Jesus Christ whom Peter has proclaimed.
你是基督，是
永生神的儿子。You are Christ, the Son of the Living God.
在这个基础上
，On this rock,
神建立了教会。
God built His church.
做他要得安息的地方。
A resting place for Him.
自从创世以来。神一直在寻找一个他可以得安息的地方。
A resting place which God has been seeking throughout the ages.
就是神的家。
The house of God.
我们知道在世界上形容得安息最好的地方就是家。
We know the best place to describe a place of resting
is home. 人回到自己的家中才能得着安息。
Only when you come home you can find rest.
我们是客旅。
We are pilgrims on the earth. We are travelers.
你住五星级的酒店,
even if you're staying in a five-star hotel,
你也得不到安息,
there's no resting, place for you.
结果你回到家里,
only when you come back home,
你就得着安息,
then you find rest.
这是每一个人都能见证明的,
this is what we can all testify.
也是每一个人能够领会的,
this is what we can understand.
这是很稀奇的一件事情,
it's such an amazing thing.
我们中北方有一句俗语,
it is a saying in the northern part of China.
说金窝银窝不如自己的狗窝,
there's a nest of gold or silver, is not as good as the nest of,
还能够形容人除了在自己的家里才能得着安息。
It speaks about our home is the best place for resting.
我们稀奇神也是这样。
It is
宇宙万物。
It is quite amazing that for God, He created the universe.
地上的地。
The heavens above and the earth beneath.
都不能让神得着安息。
There's no place for God to find a place of resting.
这个小小的地球
such a tiny little earth.
就住了什么几十亿的人。
There are billions of people living on the earth.
哪一天有安息过？
When has the earth, when does the earth have rest?
我想我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
I think we can, as everyone sitting here today.
在你所经过的日子里。
In the days that we have been through,
能够知道世界有哪一天和平过吗？
Can we say that at any time there is peace in the whole world?
世界没有和平。
There is no peace in the world.
神在地上也找不到安息的地方。
God could not find a resting place on earth.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他有一个隐藏的奥秘。
He has a hidden mystery.
就是要在外邦人当中建立他自己的家。
That he wants to build his home. Amongst the Gentiles, the church of the living God.
只有主耶稣基督是教会的根基。
Only Jesus Christ, He is the foundation of the church.
他所以死在十字架上。
The reason that He was crucified on the cross.
他不是可怜我们这些人。
Not that he pitied us.
他是要成功他自己那个至高的旨意。
But he died on the cross to accomplish his great salvation.
他要显出他的智慧和荣耀来。
In order to manifest his glory and his wisdom.
他在十字架上死。
He died on the cross.
是为了彰显他的荣耀。
In order to manifest his glory.
和那个大能。
And his great power.
复活的大能。
The power of resurrection.
不死的生命。
The life that would never die.
永远的生命。
The eternal life.
他是神来到人间。
He is God became man.
他是神本体的真相。
He is the true.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Image of God. He is the great radiance of God's glory. The foundation of the church.
教会就是永生神的家。
Church is the house of the living God.
这是主的话。
This is the word of God.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
在这个末了的时代
that in these last days,
我们这些本来是下地狱的材料。
We who were doomed to destruction.
神却奇妙地找到我们。
Miraculously, God has found us.
我们每一个人得救的经历都告诉我们。
From the story of our salvation,
是奇妙的。
We can all testify that it is such an amazing grace.
想到过要信耶稣。
We have never thought about believing in Jesus.
从来没有。
We have never thought about.
是主的恩典临到我们。
But God's grace has come upon us.
是那么奇妙的。
Such miraculous.
而且每一个人得救的经历都不一样。
And everyone has his own story.
我们结果是一样的。
But it's the same.
Ending. 蒙恩得救了。
We have been saved by grace.
主做了我们的救主，也做了我们的主。
Jesus Christ is our Savior and our Lord.
但是过程是不一样的。
The process is different.
有的人的得救非常奇妙。
Someone has a quite an amazing story to tell.
有的人的得救非常复杂。
For quite complex sometimes.
经过很多很多的弯弯曲曲的过程。
Some went through many roundabout ways.
有的人得救非常简单。
But some were quite simple.
几秒钟就解决了。
Only took a few minutes, a few seconds.
这是我们大家都知道的。
This is what we can testify.
我们感谢赞美主，我们蒙恩得救以后。
We thank God that after we've been saved by grace.
主给我们同一个生命。
God gave us the same life.
我们分享主的生命。
We partake of His life.
主称我们是他的家。
He called us His home.
教会就是蒙拯救的一帮人出来。
Church are those who have been saved by grace, call out to be a testimony for God. This is the house of God.
我若迟到，你们也知道在神的家里该怎样做。
And this is what Paul says: If I shall be delayed, you shall know how to walk in the house of God.
不是天家。
That house of God is not our heavenly home.
天家是将来的事。
A heavenly home is what happened in the future.
天家是教会被提以后的事。
After church has been raptured.
今天在地上就有神的家。
But today on earth, there is the house of God.
神要设立他的帐篷在地上。
God wants to establish a tabernacle among men.
神要设立他的居所在地上。
A tabernacle is make his dwelling place among men.
不是将来的天上。
Not the heavenly
home.
For God so loved every one of us. He wants to build his house on the earth that he may find a resting place. This house of the living God, the church of the living God, we are all a part of it. But do we know it well?
这是一个问题。
That is our question.
我们在家里
，We are in the home.
我们对家却没有一个认真的认识。
We are in the house, and yet we often do not really know the house of God.
所以今天晚上我就特别提几点出来。
So tonight, I'd like to mention just a few points.
来和弟兄姊妹一同勉励。
Just to be encouraged with brothers and sisters.
神的家。
That we may know more about the house of God.
我提到我提出七点来。
I'd like to mention 7 points.
第一点就是这个家，神的家是用他的爱来建立的。
The first one, God built His house, with His love.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
不要觉得这一句话是一个简简单单的福音。
Do not take it lightly and think that it's just for the gospel.
大家都会背。
We all can memorize John 3:16.
不简单。
It is not such a simple word.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
神若不爱世人，我们都完了。
If God doesn't love the world, we are all doomed.
神爱世人。
But God so loved the world.
他要寻找在世人当中寻找一般人。
He was seeking for someone among men.
那接受他儿子的。
Seeking someone that they may receive his son.
他说给的是他的儿子。
Therefore he gave, and he gave his only begotten son.
他要找哪些人呢？
Who is he
seeking for? 接受他儿子的人。
He is seeking for those who are willing to receive his son.
就是这么简单。
And it's as simple as that.
接受他的儿子。
To receive his son.
什么样的人接受才能接受他的儿子？
And who can receive his son?
在圣灵的光照底下。
Those who have been enlightened by the light of life and see that they are sinners, see that they have been disobedient to God, they have been God's enemies, they have rejected God. There are so many of them. There are many of them. There are more unbelievers than the believers.And that is what grieves God's heart.
虽然这样，神还是爱世人。
Despite of that, God so loved the world.
主耶稣在地上的时候讲这句话。
When Jesus was on earth, he said this.
直到今天，圣经还是对我们讲这句话。
Until today, the Bible still tells us this.
神爱世人。
But God so loved the world.
不灰心的爱世人。
His love is one kind that never gives up.His love is a long-suffering love. He never gives up. He never loses heart. He never gives up. He never stops loving. Love never fails. That is the love of God. Until the end of the world, God built his house with love.
所以教会的根基是基督。
So the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ.
什么材料在建造呢？
And what are we building on this foundation?
用爱的材料。
With what material? With love.
教会是神的家，应该充满神的爱。
Church is God's house, and it shall be filled with God's love.
第二点，教会是圣洁。没有瑕疵的。
Second point, the church shall be blameless.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Without spot, because God is a holy God.
教会应该是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Church needs to be holy without blemish.
教会自己不能圣洁。
The church has no ability to be holy by itself.
神能够使教会圣洁。
But God can enable the church to be holy.
神一直在做这件事。
God continues to do that.
犯不洁的东西
，anything that is unclean，
在神的面前一定是被除去的。
God will take away。
神不允许任何的不洁。
God will not allow any unholiness。
在他的教会当中
，in His church，
不管是人或者事
，whether it is man or it is things，
都必须圣洁。
We all need to be holy。
这是第二点。
That is the second point。
第三点，教会是神掌权的。
The third point
是神的旨意能通行的地方。
Church is where God reigns. It is where
耶稣教导他的门徒祷告。
Where God's will can be accomplished.
你们祷告要祷告天是我们在天上的父。
As the Lord has taught his disciples to pray,
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your name, our heavenly Father in heaven,
行在地上,
your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神的旨意能行在地上,
in order for God's will to be done on earth,
是从在教会当中通行,
His will needs to be done in His church.
若是神的旨意在教会中不能通行,
if God's will cannot be done in His church,
不能在地上通行,
there's no way His will can be done on earth.
教会是神旨意通行的地方,
church is where God's will can be done.
凡是违背神旨意的事,
anything that is against God's will,
或者人,
whether it is man,
都不应该存在教会中,
whether it is something, it cannot exist in the church.
神要洁净他的教会,
God wants to purify His church.
神要把教会做成 配得过基督的，做心腹的。
God wants to turn church into a bride that is able to match with His Son.
绝对圣洁。绝对圣洁。没有瑕疵。
Perfectly holy, without blemish.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
Holy without blemish.
像羔羊一样。
Like the lamb.
这就是为什么神要把他的教会的每一份子磨成他儿子的形象。
That is why God wants to mold us, every one of us, into the image of His Son.
来效力。
You know, throughout all things work together for that purpose.
万事万物范围太大了。
That all things encompass so many things.
神借着每一个环境。
God through in every circumstance.
每一件事情。
In every matter.
每一个你周围的人。
Every person next to you.
都来为你效力。
God calls it to work together.
要把你磨成神儿子的心。
To mold us into the image of His Son.
这是神所做的。
That is what God is doing.
神要把这样的人摆在一起。
God wants to turn such believers.
成为教会。
To be His church,
圣洁没有瑕疵
holy without blemish,
这样才能彰显神的荣耀
in order to manifest His glory,
这样才能彰显神的智慧
in order to manifest His wisdom,
这样才能彰显神的慈爱
in order to manifest His loving, His
这是教会的内容
loving kindness, and that is what church is about.
第四，神教会是神居住的所在
Fourthly.Church is the dwelling place of God.
居住用我们普通的话来说，安家的所在。
A dwelling place is where you live.
神能安家在教会中。
God likes to abide in His church.
我们都懂得什么叫做安家。
We all know what it means to abide, to live in a place.
中文也有一个词现成的，安家立业。
To live somewhere and be established.
表示一个人已经成熟了。
When we say that in Chinese, it means someone has matured to an extent that he has get married and established.
神在我们的教会中，他要安他自己的家。
God wants to establish himself in his church.
他要居住在教会中。
He wants to dwell in his church.
这是很稀奇的事情。
That is a mystery to us.
神借着主耶稣穿上人的身体。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, God has put on the human flesh.
外面看是一个血肉之身。
Outwardly, he is a man.
一个肉身。
It's a flesh.
但是里面是装满了神。
But inwardly, he is God.
这就是神来做人的过程。
That is how God became man.
永生神的儿子。
The Son of the Living God.
穿上肉身，人的肉身。
Put on human flesh.
受人的限制。
Be restricted by man.
人受什么限制，他就受什么限制。
By the restrictions of man.
33年。
For 33 years.
在地上。
On earth,
完成了神的旨意
to accomplish God's purpose,
顺服了神的权柄
to be obedient to God's.
他是一个羔羊的灵
He has the spirit of the Lamb.
全然圣洁
He is perfectly holy,
没有瑕疵
without blemish.
他配得着神的称赞
He is worthy to be praised by God.
他配接受神的宣告
He is worthy to receive that proclamation of God. Behold the Lamb of God.
是我所喜悦的
One who I am well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
With whom I am well pleased.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
教会是神居住的所在。
Church is where God takes his dwelling.
是神的羔羊居住的所在。
It is where the Lamb of God dwells.
是人能够亲近神的地方。
It is where man can come close to God.
也是神能亲近人的地方。
It is also where God can draw near to man.
教会就是今天今世的至圣所。
And church is the the Holy of Holies for today.
我们借着主耶稣流血所开的那条路。
Through the way, the new and living way that God, Jesus has opened for us. Not for future,
乃是今天,
but for today.
我们就能来亲近神。
Through the new and living way, we can draw near to God.
这都是在教会里面有的性质。
That is the characteristic of church.
和起的作用。
That is the function of the church.
弟兄姊妹，你不要把教会看得那么小。
Do not take it lightly.
那么普通。
Do not think it's common.
不过是礼拜天去坐坐那里嘛。
That do not think it's just a gathering of people on Sunday.
礼拜嘛。
To just to sit on the pew.
像什么人交交差。
For Sunday.
我妈妈叫我去，我。
It's not a religious duty.
我去坐坐吧。教会不是这样一个地方。
That is not what church is about.
教会是神居住的所在。
Church is the dwelling place of God.
用旧约的话说，是至圣所。
Using the words of the Old Testament, is the most holy place.
从前神曾经住在约柜里。
In the Old Testament, God dwells in the ark.
神不是要住在约柜里。
God doesn't.It's a symbol.
God
doesn't want to live in the ark. God wants to live in His church.
大神启示大卫，给他做一个居所。
God revealed to David, King David, to build a dwelling place for God.
但是结果大卫犯了罪。
But because David has sinned.
但是神没有灰心。
That God did not give up.
神就让大卫给他预备材料。
He asked David to prepare material.
让他的儿子所罗门来给他建造一个会所。
That his son Solomon can build a dwelling place, the holy temple.
但是可惜，神不住人手所造的殿。
But very pitifully, God does not dwell in the building built by the hands of man's hand, because it.As soon as it is built by man's hand, it is being polluted. It is not something that God pleases.
所以到了保罗的时代，就能够宣告神不住人手所造的殿。
So when it comes to Apostle Paul in the New Testament,
神要住哪里呢？刚才我们读了以弗所书。
The Bible tells us that God does not dwell in the building built by man's hand.
他自己的儿子所赎回来的人来建造他的殿。
He wants to make a dwelling place, a holy temple.
我每一个蒙恩的人
，with those who have been saved by His Son. We who have been saved will become God's dwelling place.
神借着圣灵居住的所在。
A dwelling place.
这是教会。
Of God.
这是永生神的家所该有的光景。
And this is the condition of.The Church of God, the House of the Living God.
第五点，神是神儿女聚集敬拜神的地方。
And the fifth point, Church is a place of worship for God's people.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你对教会的印象是什么
？I'm not sure what is your impression of the church.
你对教会的这个定义是什么
？What is your definition of the church?
教会单单是交际的地方吗？
Is this only a place of, for you to socialize?
交交朋友。
Is this but a place for you to make friends?
男青年去找对象的地方。
For the boys to find a girlfriend.
或者一个社交的地方。
Or a place for everyone to socialize.
很多人把教会当作这样的地方。
So many people treat the church like such a place.
这是很可惜的。
This is a very pitiful thing.
教会乃是神儿女敬拜神的地方。
Church is a place of worship for God's children. Every time as we gather together,
你有没有带着你的心灵和诚实来敬拜他
Are we here preparing our heart to worship God in spirit and in truth?
你有没有带着你的心，带着你里面的那个人
If we prepare our hearts.
来亲近他
Our inner man to draw near to him.
每一次我们白饼纪念主的时候
Every time as we break bread and to remember the Lord.
我们有没有一个光景，我们用嘴唇亲近他，心却远离他
Do we have the condition that we draw near to him with our lips?
这些都是
our hearts are far away from him.
认识的地方。 教会是永生神的家。
Church is the house of the living God.
神的家。
The house of God.
第七点。
The seventh point.
教会乃是一个见证。
The church is a testimony.
见证基督。
It's a testimony for Christ.
和人联合为一。
A testimony that Christ united himself with man.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人。我们所蒙的恩典是让我们在基督里合而为一。
We who have been saved by grace,
我们有一个灵。
God has allowed us to be united with Christ.
有一位神。
We have one God, one Spirit.
我们在主里是合一的。
We are one in Christ.
好像当神带着夏娃来见。亚当的时候
Just like when God brought Eve to meet Adam,
我们知道夏娃的被造是从亚当的肋骨被造的。
We know that God created Eve
神让
with a bone
神让亚当沉睡
from Adam.
God caused 神让亚当沉睡
Adam to fall into a deep sleep.
取出他的一条肋骨来
and took a bone from Adam's body.And he made a woman.
就带他到亚当的面前。
And he brought Eve to Adam.
我还记得亚当对他说什么。
And do you remember what Adam said?
欢喜，说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
When Adam saw Eve, he said, "This is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh."
耶和华对他说。
And Jehovah God said to him.
所以人要离开父母，与妻子联合。二人成为一体。
Therefore, man shall leave his parents and be united together with his wife, and the two shall become one.
这个肋骨是在亚当里面取出来的。
But they were originally one. That bone was taken out of Adam.
生命的合一。
That is the oneness in life.
教会是怎么产生的？
How was life created? How was church created?
当主耶稣在十字架上被枪刺的时候。
When Jesus was pierced on his side on the cross,
旁就流出血和水来。
From his side, flows blood and water, and that is how church was made.
他的血洗净我们的罪。
His blood has washed away our sins.
他的水赐给我们生命。
And the water gave us life.
我们和我们的主是生命的联合。
We were joined together with our Lord in life.
这不是道理。
This is not a doctrine.
这是经历。
This is an experience.
我们从前是属世界的。
Previously, we belonged to the world.
我们从前是属魔鬼的。
Previously, we belonged to the demons.
我们现在属于我们的主。
But now we belong to God, to our Lord.
他曾为我们沉睡。
He went into a deep sleep for us.
他又活了。
And he was resurrected.
他的肋旁被枪伤
，His side was pierced.
他的血流尽了
，His blood was empty for us.
我要叫我们的罪得赦免
，That our sins may be forgiven.
这是教会产生的故事。
This is how the story of how church was made of.
神的家就是永生神的教会。
The house of God, the church of the living God,
不是将来在天上的家
，Not the home that we are going to have in heaven.
乃是在你身边
，But Amongst us,
那是在你里面
within us.
所以当我预备今天的交通的时候
when I was preparing for the message,
主给我一个意念，一个句话
the Lord gave me a word.
神的家
thought
不是在远在天外
God's the house of God is not far away.
好像我刚才唱的诗歌
as if the hymn that we just sang,
那是将来的事
that is the future.
神的家就在你身边
The house of God is amongst us and within us.
所以神的家该是我们的家。
So the house of God should be our house, should be our home.
也该是神的家。
And our home should be a God's home.
这就是这一次我们交通的这个题目。
And that is the theme of our conference.
神家和我家。
God's house and my house.
我们可以这样有这个题目。
We can have such a theme.
但是这个家是分不开的。
But The house of God and our house cannot be separated. God wants to cause us, to bring us to an extent that our house, that He is the sovereign Lord in our house, in every family, He will find a resting place. That every home is a holy home, worthy to be a dwelling place for God, a welcoming place for God, a place where we draw near to Him, a place where we can enjoy His presence with us. A place where we can appreciate all His goodness and His grace. This mystery that we come to know, which is hidden throughout history. And the mystery was now open and revealed through us. And this house is what God wants to establish. Brothers and sisters, by God's grace, let us not look down on ourselves. God has chosen us in order to manifest His power and His glory, that we may manifest His glory, that His grace may be praised to us. Everything that He can do, He has already done and already accomplished. He has done, accomplished everything to the utmost. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Many of us are the only child in China. Which of you parents are willing to give your only son to someone else? To be killed,
流血,
to shed His blood, to die. You cannot do it. But God's love was so amazing.
但愿弟兄姊妹，我们靠着神的恩典，
hope that by God's grace, we can renew our understanding of God's house. God's house is the church of the living God. And we have been so blessed to be part of God's house. This is an amazing blessing, a mystery revealed in our midst. Let's pray. Loving Father, we thank You and praise You for the salvation which You have accomplished. Lord, You have caused us who are unworthy sinners to become Your house, that You may live among us and find Your resting place, that Your will may be done through us, that Your holiness, Your beauty may be manifest through us, who are weak vessels. We thank You and praise You
创世以来,
that before the foundation of the world, there is such a great mystery which was hidden, but was revealed to us in the last days,
能够应验在我们的身上,
and was indeed accomplished in us. Lord, therefore we bow to You and we give You all the thanks. We have no other words. Lord, we pray that in the years ahead, in the days ahead, will You draw us, that we may live better before You, to manifest Your beauty, to manifest Your glory, that You may find Your resting place in us, You may find satisfaction.
Lord,
we commit ourselves to Your gracious hands, to Your grace. Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.